Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? Tonight is TNA Impact Wrestling. We got three matches announced for the show. As far as I know, might be more, but I got three right here. We'll talk about that, as well as the Dynamite show from last night. I thought overall Dynamite was an excellent show. One of the better episodes of Dynamite in a long time. A couple of things could have been improved, like... I can't sit here and complain that Raw had interference in every single match when Dynamite, in fact, had interference in all three of their major matches, and they were all exactly the same as they were on Raw. But they did make some very positive changes to the show that I think helped make for a better show and some surprises that we were not expecting. So we'll tell you about that here today. We also got the Collision lineup for this weekend. We won't do spoilers, but it was taped last night. We'll tell you about that. There's, of course, a AAA on Fox show and a SmackDown this weekend as well. We've also got a bunch of news. There's always news to talk about. The Royal Rumble, AJ Styles retired, went to put his gloves down in the ring, and then changed his mind. And he put them back on. Why? Well, he was asked, and he answered. So we'll tell you what he had to say about his future. We've also got Kenny Omega potentially not being at the next pay-per-view. We got some SmackDown rating notes and Hiromu rating, or I guess he's not being rated. He's rated as a great wrestler. Notes on Hiromu and Mercedes Moné as well. If you want, text us here today, 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
The walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it. Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days of...
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Rizza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yes, Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And we got a lot to talk about. AEW Dynamite and plenty more. But Tom, what did you think of AJ Styles in his retirement match on Saturday?
I thought it was a good match. We talked about this earlier in the week.
I'm trying to segue into the first...
Well, you should have just done it instead of asking me to rehash something that we've already spoken about. As most AJ Styles matches go, it was a good one. As far as most Gunther matches go, it was a good one. I enjoyed the long, drawn-out battles over the submission holds. I enjoyed Gunther beating the absolute snot out of this guy, whacking him in the snoot in the corner, chopping him. Until the ref got in the way, instead of just calling the match off, he stopped the man from beating up his opponent, which is...
That sucked.
I will say, he was in the ropes, I guess.
Come on.
To the ref's defense.
Let me ask a different question then.
Why don't you just segue
to what
you wanted to say?
Do you think this guy is going to ever wrestle again?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to wrestle full-time?
I don't... No.
Okay. A lot of people think he's going to AEW, but I actually don't. And there have been rumors of him perhaps going to New Japan, but I don't think that's going to happen either. AJ did an interview on What's Your Story with Stephanie McMahon, and he did say, well, first he was asked, like, why did you take your gloves off, almost put them on the mat, and then put them back on? Because that was the big question that everybody had. I think most people thought that was going to be his retirement match. But when he put those gloves back on afterwards, I think that had a lot of people speculating that that ain't the end for AJ. So he was asked, and he said, and I quote, are you ready for this? When he was asked, why did you put your gloves back on? He said,
let me guess. Someone needed a prostate exam.
He said, I don't know. I don't know, he said. That was his answer.
He should have said what I said.
She said, why did you put the gloves back on? And he said, I don't know. I don't know. But then he said, Never say never, right? That's the saying. I think everybody is allowed at least one coming out of retirement. I'm not saying I'll do it anytime soon. I mean, what if my son wrestles? The opportunity to tag with him once, you never know. There'll be a time when the gloves never go back on. It may be now, but we'll see. He said his second oldest son is interested in pursuing a career in wrestling and is training with him for the possibility. It also wouldn't surprise Styles if his daughter and oldest son got into wrestling one day. Of his four children, Styles' youngest son is the only one who hasn't shown any interest in sports. I never thought I would want my kids to wrestle, he said, but it's way different than it's ever been and a lot better than it's ever been. It's done right at this point, so I'd be happy if they wrestled. What are your thoughts on that, Tom?
You might be singing a different tune if they bring back house shows.
Get out of here. What do you think of it? What if one of your young children said they wanted to get into this business, Tom? What would you think? Is this business really changed? Is it really better?
Well, seeing as when I look at the lay of the land, I come from a family of circus folk, it would seem to reason that they may end up in a similar profession. You know, my wife was a performer, her family, gymnasts, performers, me, I'm a moron.
The question was more, would you approve of this, Tom? Would you think this was a good decision in 2026 to get into this wrestling business?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Terrible decision. There's so many more things you could do that aren't going to wear on you physically, mentally, emotionally. But you know what? Wrestling's cooler than all of them. That's the issue.
That is an issue.
As much as it pains me to say it, it's a lot of fun to get in there and tell people you get paid to wrestle around with your friends half naked for their enjoyment.
Now, what about John Cena? You think he's ever wrestling again?
No.
I don't think so either. I'm pretty much 100% on that one. AJ, I expect him back at any point now. He's pretty much told us that. Kenny Omega last night had a match with Andrade on Dynamite, which we'll talk about. It was this little mini tournament gimmick thing that they're doing. And Kenny Omega lost.
Sure did.
Kenny Omega is not going to the pay-per-view, the Revolution pay-per-view. Now, question is he going to do a match on that show? Is he going to wrestle Swerve, for example, who got involved in that match and tried to help, but it backfired? And last night, Dave noted on Observer Radio that Kenny Omega announced in September that he is going to Japan for the 5-day Capcom Cup 12 event. 48 players will play Street Fighter 6 and attempt to win $1 million as the grand prize.
Street Fighter 6. Are you kidding me?
And Omega did.
Street Fighter. You know what game was way better than Street Fighter? Remember Dead or Alive?
No.
Do you remember that one?
I don't. This is after my time.
That one was a fantastic fighting game.
Wow.
Voluptuous vixens fighting each other. They even came out with a spin-off volleyball game. Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
I was probably one of the 69 gooners on the planet who purchased that game back in the mid-2000s, but...
The event
fantastic fighting game.
March 11th through 15th with Omega meet and greet set for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Unclear if he will remain in Tokyo through Saturday and Sunday, the latter of which is a date for Revolution. So he could make it back if he wanted to.
Lots of Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball fans in the chat.
So, yeah, that's the story. SmackDown, 1.26 million viewers on the USA Network. So bigger data plus panel has helped yet another show. The SmackDown show did a 0.29, up 32% from the week before. And the viewership was 1.26 million, up 34% from the previous week. If you'll recall, they had two SmackDowns in a row under 1 million viewers. Now they're back up to 1.26 million. So this is helping, at least in terms of viewership. And it did help 18 to 49 as well in this particular situation. But I guess we'll see if they can figure out that 18 to 49, because it's still not doing great.
Well, Brian, there was also, you know, a shift in recent years, and I think even especially this year, with the way that college football playoff games are presented. And there were quite a few nights in which SmackDown ran up against huge, huge college football bowl games this year. So undoubtedly that had some effect.
Yeah, this is the time of the year when all ratings usually start to rise, because football NFL season is over for the most part, except for this Sunday. And
are we going to bet on that one?
Nah, cares.
Me? I care.
You care?
Clearly, yeah. Really. A vested interest. I got a friend in the office. You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
One of my friends, coaches for the Patriots.
Mm. All right, fine. I'll make you a bet. What do you want to bet? Panda Express?
It's got to be that or Wingstop, probably, right?
Well, I haven't gone to Wingstop, so that much. There's, you'll have to fly me there, it looks like. All right. Hey, listen, when we come back, we got more news, and then we actually will do the sponsorship snackdown, because we have time today. The sponsorship snackdown returns to Wrestling Observer Live after the break.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us. I should mention that we were talking about the Observer Figure Four Convention over WrestleMania weekend in Las Vegas this year, and the website is now available for everybody. Quite easy to find. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. We got a lot of cool stuff. We got sweet parties after both nights of WrestleMania. We got watch parties with Dave. We have got a Texas Day Brazil all-you-can-eat steakhouse lunch. We've got live podcasts and Q&As. This year with both myself and Vinny and myself and Dave. I got to do double duty now that I think about it. I hope I get paid for that.
You and Vinny are doing a Q&A?
Yeah, Vinny and I think are going first. We might just do like a WrestleMania preview and some stuff. And then Dave and I can talk some news in a Q&A. We'll do Q&A questions from everybody that shows up.
Sounds like it needs a roast attached to it.
Hey, Tom, if you're available, we got to talk, brother.
Well, I couldn't even get in last year, so.
Bro, every year it's like, I got 17 shows over Mania weekend. And then the last thing is like, hey, can I get into the thing in 3 minutes? It's like, dude, are you going to be there or not? Like, we got a plan, brother. We got a plan.
Are you just making stuff up?
No.
That's not what happened.
You weren't booked last year.
I had one show.
It's head-to-head with the Q&A, if I recall correctly.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was.
No, I couldn't get in to the Q&A.
Would you stop? What do you mean you couldn't get in? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And that's coming from me talking to you. Couldn't get in. God. F4WOnline.com/Vegas, everybody. If you buy your ticket, we're going to get Tom in one way or the other. Anyway. Sponsorship Snackdown. Do you guys remember like 2 weeks ago we were going to do the sponsorship Snackdown and then Tom said, well, you know, hold on a second. I'll tell you about one thing I ate, but the thing I really want to get, they were sold out or this or that. Well, next time. Now you're telling me you didn't get it? What was that special chicken dish that you wanted?
I am telling you I didn't get it because I had no clue you wanted to do a sponsorship Snackdown until we were going to break in the last segment.
Well, we promised it 2 weeks ago and never did it.
Promised.
Panda Express is now sponsoring Smackdown. And Wingstop sponsored the Royal Rumble. So, as is the normal history of this program, we got to test these sponsorships out. And so we went to Panda Express, Tom.
I'm still waiting to do that truck that Boogs and Nakamura were riding around in for a while. Remember they?
That was a sponsor?
They had those vignettes? Yes, that was a sponsor. Huh. It was for like a GMC or something. I don't even remember what kind of truck it was. But yeah, that's what it was.
Well, what's a special chicken dish that you're trying to get at Panda?
That's a team we need back. Boogs and Nakamura.
I wouldn't argue.
I don't know because they only had it was Singapore chili shrimp. That's what it was.
And this is like a rare thing. It's a special edition food.
That's correct.
Wow. Well, tell us about it. You like
it? I didn't get it. What do you mean? What?
You've never gotten it?
No.
You've never gotten it once?
No. It's special. It's new.
I thought you'd gotten it, and then you went to try it again, and they were out.
No.
And so you.
Okay. No, I never had it in the first place. So how
well,
can I tell you?
You know, I like.
And now it's not even on the menu. Oh, geez.
You snooze, you lose, Tom.
I would have gobbled.
What are you mad at me for? I didn't discontinue it.
I would have gobbled that Panda Express right up. If you remember, you snooze, you lose. I wanted to go eat that turkey sandwich at Gobble. You told me,
get out
of here. Next time. You know what happened? Gobble closed, Brian.
Yeah. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? You would have been disappointed. If Gobble was any good, it wouldn't have closed.
What's that fish place you love so much?
Skipper's is still open.
Barely.
It doesn't matter. Barely. It's still around. Gobble ain't around.
They can't even sponsor Relentless. They don't have the money to sponsor an indie
get
show
out of here.
For sponsorship Snackdown. So,
well, I like the old school teriyaki chicken at Panda Express because, unlike a lot of places, this is real shoot chicken. They grill it up and then they chop it right in front of you and then they put it on your. They got a new thing called the protein plate. Have you seen this, Tom?
Yes.
It's a gimmick. They give you like rice and then like two proteins, they call them, and then some greenery.
Those vegetables suck.
Yeah.
That's my review.
I get
those
them without the veggies.
Super greens that they have, no good.
They're super disgusting. But the chicken, I do like
it's,
the...
It's like cabbage and broccoli that just shoots right through your anus.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Not Mike Enos. Your anus.
I'm trying to keep us on the air, dude. I do like the Pan Express chicken and rice. It's just an easy, idiot-proof meal. Not that expensive. It's like $12. I mean, go to a normal teriyaki place, they're going to charge you $18 or something like that. So it's a value. It's real chicken. And if you're going to get something at a fast food place, at least get something that's real. Know what I'm saying?
Here, I got a hack for you.
Unless, hold on. If you really like Chicken McNuggets, which is not a sponsor, but I'll just throw this out anyway. 20 nuggets for $6 at McDonald's right now.
Did you see Matt Cardona? I don't know what interview it was, but they asked him like his cheat meal. And he said, you know what? And he said, this is what I had after my re-debut in WWE. He went to McDonald's and he said he got a Big Mac meal with fries and a Coke, not a Diet Coke.
Wow.
A quarter pounder with cheese. 20 nuggets and a McFlurry.
Okay, I wasn't impressed until he added the 20 nuggets. I took my kids to McDonald's a couple days ago. They wanted the Happy Meal toy, and I saw that 20 nuggets for $6. I was like, it's $6. You know what I'm saying? And actually, I looked it up. It's definitely not a healthy food, but I did look up like all the how much of this or that.
The macros.
They're not that bad.
The macronutrients.
There was a lot of protein in those 20 nuggets. And, I won't lie. I'd do it again. But anyway, go to Panda, everybody. And maybe next time.
Go to Trader Joe's and get the orange chicken and the fried rice that they have and save your money.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Better than Panda's spicy shrimp gimmick?
Well, I don't know because I haven't had it. Mm-hmm. I'll wait till you're here for Mania.
Yeti Pot Pie here says Panda is overpriced. That's coming from a guy that doesn't live in Washington State where there's 3 teriyaki restaurants on every corner and every single one of them is way more expensive than Panda Express. I tried to go get fried rice at the teriyaki in Foley the other day. $21 for fried rice. Anyway, shall we continue on here?
No. Let's time travel back.
Hiromu's final matches with New Japan Professional Wrestling. He's going to be facing Masatoru Yasuda this Sunday at Road to New Beginning in a match made, quote, at both competitors' request. Yasuda's on a 4-match losing streak. Hiromu picked the right guy. And it will be Takahashi's first singles match anywhere since January 1st and their first singles match against each other.
I'd rather see Hiromu versus Tadao Yasuda.
He's also
legendary IWGP
former
heavyweight champion, the Debt King, one of the best gimmicks of all time. This guy gambled away all of his money and was shamed so badly that he was forced to partake in mixed martial arts fights to get his money back. And by hook or crook, he actually won one. He defeated God, who, Jerome LeBanner with like a forearm choke. And then they pushed him all the way to the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Big fan of Tadao Yasuda.
So anyway, he's also wrestling twice on that show. He's going to team with Drilla Maloney, Robbie X, and Taiji Ishimori against Great Okan, Hanare, Jacob Austin Young, and Zane J. All on the same show. It's a busy day for old Hiromu.
Ta-dow.
And then Mercedes Moné is coming out of her hiatus. It says here from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, during her break, Moné visited the VIP Spa House of the Sun in L.A. and said she's feeling incredible after receiving treatment.
Sounds anyway, like somewhere producer Rob would hang out.
She will be returning to the ring on March 14th. Do you know the name of the promotion she's going to be returning to?
Is it in the U.S.?
It is in... where is it? I don't know where it's at. Anyway, but do you know the name of the promotion?
Power Pro Lucha.
Banger Zone Wrestling.
Ooh.
Yes. She will be
You know what? I think that's in France.
It might be. Where does it say here? The show is being held in Drew, it says. But doesn't announce any sort of country or anything, so... It's
Belgium or something.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to find out where Drew is at, since no other information was revealed. But anyway, she'll be back soon, so that's good. And Andrade will be fighting in House of Glory. He's gonna. That's what it says. He will be challenging Charles Mason. I thought it was. Remember old Charlie Manson? Charles Mason for the World Championship at No Turning Back Friday, February 20th. All right, that's our cue. We're going to head to the break. Come back with a Dynamite Report, Observer Live.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide and learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler's joining us here today. Well, what'd you think of old Dynamite?
I thought it was a good show. I mean, the action on AEW is always good.
So, I thought that this
was a wrestling-heavy show.
I thought this show was one of the better Dynamites in a long time. I did have one qualm with it, as we'll get to. But overall, I don't know what's going on, but like, all my greatest ideas are being done. Opened up with the Collision, Saturday night's main event style opening with everybody cutting promos about their opponents on the show, which I like because, listen, I know Tony's on Twitter all day. He thinks everyone's on Twitter. It's not like that. There are a lot of people that they watch Dynamite, half of them watch Collision at best, and then they tune in the next week, and they don't know what the heck's on the show. And so by opening the show, basically running down the card and having people cut promos on each other, it makes all of the matches seem more important.
You don't like the sports-style entrance that WWE does?
Well, that's fine as well. I don't care how you do it. I just think that you need to alert people on the television show when it begins, hey, this is why you need to stick around tonight. These people are on the show, and they're going to have these matches. We had the Death Riders versus Takeshita, Josh Alexander, and El Clone. And Takeshita ended up pinning Garcia to set up the eventual Takeshita-John Moxley match. And I thought it was a very good match. I thought everyone looked great. I thought that Clone and Pac were awesome together.
Yes.
And Takeshita and Moxley is coming up for that Continental Championship.
Give me more El Clone. I don't even care if he... I think he should have gone 0-41.
Thank you.
Personally.
Yeah. That's what makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, that he loses every match.
Oh, 0-41?
Yeah.
Then he's not a clone, you idiot. Don't start telling me what a clone is, you nerds. It's wrestling. You don't really bounce off the ropes either. Now.
Well, you do. I mean, you
kind of
do. If you want to get more...
Well, sure, but it's not in wrestling. The idea is you hit the ropes and you can't stop running, unless you are somebody who can suddenly change directions at 90-degree angle, like a UFO, like Leo Rush. So we had a Swerve interview. He was asked about losing to Andrade and being out of the title picture. He wouldn't respond, and Nana said, "Our focus is still to be at the top of AEW." Video packages galore. We got a video package. Will Ospreay. They did note that he will be back someday, but they don't know when. And it will not be soon, we can tell you that. Orange Cassidy and Tony Storm versus Brittany Brooks and Jordan Oasis.
Speaking of which, sorry. Did you see the...
The X-ray?
No. No, not even him. The incision that Kayla Harrison has?
No.
From her surgery? Oh, my God. It was like... across her entire neck. Like, I don't know if they like turned her into a Pez dispenser or what the deal was. God. But I mean, it looks...
I thought brutal. Nowadays you didn't have to be that dramatic.
Me neither, but...
That sucks.
Hey, you never know.
So Orange Cassidy and Tony Storm versus Brittany Brooks and Jordan Oasis. It was a squash match, but it was notable because all of a sudden in the middle of the match, Orange Cassidy noted that Jordan Oasis was bald and he got scared because his hair is on the line next week.
Brian... You're not going to talk about the fact that they started off this match with the ranked power slap fighter, Jordan Oasis, and Orange Cassidy doing a power slap spot.
No, I didn't even notice. But now that you mention it, that is what happened. He's ranked?
Yeah, I believe he's 2-0.
Wow.
He just lost the Nevada State title, or it may have been the No Limits title in FSW, but he is ranked in Power Slab.
So afterwards, this hair versus hair thing is preposterous. So last week, Tony and Orange challenged the heels to a hair versus hair match. The heels like were petrified and didn't want to do it, but the match was made official anyway. Now this week, the challengers decide, I don't know if I want to do this. So we have a hair versus hair match that no one wants to be involved with. Although Tony did fire up at the end, made fun of bald people as poor Luther stood there. And the match is on. Someone's getting shaved. Then we add one of my issues with the show. Kind of an ongoing issue. You'll never guess, everybody. Darby Allin was murdered again.
Boy, was he ever.
But it's like, I mean, I love Darby, but who cares? It's on every single show. He gets murdered. And he always comes back just fine. So it's like, the idea is we're supposed to like be concerned or be angry at the heels or whatever.
Is it?
That is the idea. But instead, we just watch it. And it's like, what crazy thing is going to happen this week? Okay, he got dragged along in the desert, for left for dead in 100-degree weather. But anyway, moving on. Even the announcers are like, well, we'll try to get a follow-up. Coming up next.
And they it's not 100.
Whatever it is.
What desert is 100 right now?
I don't know.
It's like...
The point is it's hot.
A historic
left
heat
in the
wave
desert.
Right now here, and it's like 80s.
The thing is, what's funny is it's 2026, and it's Darby Allin doing something crazy. But like this kind of thing was done in WCW in like 1999, and it was ridiculed for decades afterwards. When the Filthy Animals buried Ric Flair in the desert. I mean, it's basically the same angle, but anyway. Hangman Page, Mark Davis.
We need to get somebody crushing a BMW or whatever it was that Sid had.
Hangman and Mark Davis was a... good match. Very good match. Although, this was an AEW special in that Tony just loves doing these back-and-forth 50-50 matches. And Mark Davis does not have the credibility to have Hangman Page struggle this badly to beat him. And, like, the crowd is going crazy for the match for about probably three-quarters of the match. And then finally they do near fall. And then Davis tries a lariat. Hangman counters. He hits the dead eye. The crowd goes, one, two, and the guy kicks out. They went,
No, he hit the lariat, and then he went for his pull-up pile driver, and Hangman landed on his feet and lifted him into the dead eye. That should have been the finish.
That's the point. As soon as he kicked out of that,
with you.
You could hear the crowd just kind of like, they lost the crowd. And then, you know, he goes for the buckshot, but then Davis has to counter that, and you can just hear the crowd. They're like, they're out of the match now. It's like, how long does it take to beat this guy? And finally, Hangman beats him. And I a guy like Hangman, who is in contendership, like legitimate contendership, not we need another body because Joe got hurt, but like legitimate contendership for the world title, should not be fighting this hard to beat Mark Davis. And then he vowed to win the title. But the best match on the show by miles, Kenny Omega and Andrade. And
this Kenny Omega.
Dude, this Andrade, both of them, they were freaking awesome. And I advocated for Andrade winning this match because the crowd is super into him right now. He's a fresh guy in the title picture. You know, Kenny's going to Japan or whatever. And the only issue is for the, I guess it was the first time of three, we had, it was a WWE finish. So out comes Don Callis. He's got this preposterous, glowing, radioactive screwdriver. You can see it from a mile away. Tries to get it to Andrade, but out comes Swerve, confiscates it. As he's confiscating it, Aubrey is distracted. Andrade sneaks behind a one-winged angel attempt, hits a low blow, hits a DM, and he gets the pin. So this was the first interference finish on the show. And it would just continue on and continue on and continue on. And then Omega and Swerve got into a big argument afterwards, and apparently they're going to be having a match. So the match was absolutely awesome, but we did have a screwy finish. And then we had Harley and Willow versus Megan and Penelope. And this was a non-title match, so of course Megan and Penelope won. They will be getting a championship match at Grand Slam Australia, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after. Then we had Ricochet and Jack Perry. Same exact thing, interference finish. And this was even worse because Jack puts him in the snare trap. Ricochet tries to crawl, and Jack pulls him back to the middle of the ring. GOA comes out. They take the referee. Ricochet goes completely unconscious. He's choked unconscious.
In his hometown,
yes.
Mind you.
He is dragged, and his limp arm is draped over the ring. The referee comes back. This guy is unconscious. But what does the referee say? Jack, you got to break the hold. He's in the ropes. Jack's like, the guy is unconscious. He actually says he's out. The referee goes, nope, break the hold. So Jack breaks the hold. They take the referee again. Actually, the Young Bucks came out to attack GOA. That distracted the referee. Even though they're on the ramp, the referee's still distracted. And then Ricochet threw Jack's face into the belt, hit him with his vertigo, and pinned him. This match was good. The finish was absolutely atrocious. It made the Bucks, I mean, the Bucks are trying to save their friend, but they cost him the match, which was not how it was supposed to be. That's not how you're supposed to see it as a fan. I did not like this finish one bit. And then we had MJF Brody King in a contenders match. And out comes immediately Hangman Page. Of course, MJF is distracted. This is the third in a row. Brody goes up behind, chokes him out on the apron, throws his unconscious body in the ring, cannonball in the corner, Gonzo Bomb pins him. Because Brody is what we call a weak challenger, he's like a great wrestler, but no one thinks he's going to beat MJF. You had to do something like this to set this match up. I thought this was great. But if this is going to be what you're going to do in the main event, under no circumstances did the previous two matches also need somebody running in and interfering.
Not only that, but Brody needed to win, but I did not like the way that it was done. To me, it screamed of the same kin of like when Mankind won the title. You know what I mean? Like Stone Cold comes out, he causes all this chaos. Mankind wins, but you know that the shine isn't going to be on Mankind. And you could tell by the way that this was set up. Brody's got no shot in Australia. MJF is winning that match, and then eventually he's going to face Adam Page.
Yes. So then we had Andrade hitting the ring. He attacks Brody, takes out MJF. Hangman lays out Andrade with the buckshot. Tries one on MJF. MJF kicks him in the jimmy. Brody grabs MJF. Hits another Gonzo Bomb. Hits him with his move twice. And parades around with the belt afterwards. So thought this was an overall very good edition of Dynamite. Very good. And would have been better if we did not have three straight screwy finishes in a row. Which is literally exactly what we saw on Raw. Which I also didn't like. Everybody's asking if we covered the chants. Well, we're on the radio, so we can only say that there was an anti-ice chant, which actually did get mainstream publicity here today. There were people writing about it, so...
Certainly did. Bryce Remsburg made no bones about the fact that he held up starting the match so that the chant could play out.
Yep, so that was the show. And we got the Collision show coming up on Saturday, which we won't spoil here. But Chris Statlin will reveal the stipulation for Tekla's match. Young Bucks versus GOA. Eliminator qualifier. An eliminator qualifier.
Hold on. So the winner gets a title eliminator match?
Yes.
The Young Bucks have to qualify for a title eliminator match?
Which, by the way, the title eliminator match is in their hometown. But we're not going to do spoilers here. Not that you can't look at the lineup for this show and already know who's winning every match.
Well, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Kevin Knight versus Scorpio Sky, Ciampa and Claudio and Roderick. Oops, I guess I spoiled that. I'm going to go to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. We have got Grand Slam Australia coming up as well. Hangman and Andrade, winner, will be facing MJF for the title at the pay-per-view. I think it should be Andrade. That's my pick. But we'll see. Tony and Orange versus Wheeler and Marina. Hair versus hair tornado match. Who's getting shaved, Tom?
Wheeler Yuta.
You think Wheeler's getting shaven?
I do.
It's probably the best bet.
I think it's time, especially if they're going to try to do the Death Riders as some sort of baby faces. He's got to get rid of that weaselly, greasy hair.
And we've got the John Moxley Takeshita match for the inner or the continent. God, there's so many belts. The continental title. I was literally watching that Jack.
The incontinent title.
That Jack Perry match. I was like, what belt does Ricochet have? I'm losing my mind. It's not the international, it's not the continental.
Interspecies.
Oh, yeah. It's the national. The national, which is not also the TNT or the world. Anyway. Babes of Wrath versus Mega Bad, which is Penelope Ford and Mega Bane. That's their team name. Mega Bad. Should have been our team name because it's a team, Tom. We were Mega Bad.
One of the worst.
Actually, I think we actually figured out we were the worst. Like, of a team with at least some name value, were the worst team. Did we ever win a match?
How many times have we been over this?
I don't even remember. I think I single-handedly
I certainly defeated
won
you
the Black Label when Pro I pulled tag your belts once, and then you screwed it up for us, if I recall correctly.
Remember when I pulled your stump at Black Label Pro, too?
You think I'm ever going to forget when you pulled my... Not only did you pull my stump, but you fell back and I ended up in the splits. Because yeah. You just figured, I think his leg can go that far.
I made you do
I'm going to just keep pulling.
I made you do the Lanny Poffo.
You're a horrible human. We are out of time, but we're going to wrap it up here. Lance Storm is going to join us tomorrow. I'll be back tonight with Vinny AWNXT on the Brian and Vinny Show. A lot to talk about on both shows. The love of Dave is gone. But I'll be back tomorrow here as well with Lance. And that's it, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.